Here's a challenge. Name the newest doctor of the church. If you said St. Gregory of Narek, you're either Armenian or exceptionally well-versed in Catholic trivia. In 2015, Pope Francis shocked many by elevating this 10th century Armenian monk to become the 36th doctor in 2,000 years of Christianity, yet most Western Christians have never encountered his writings. Like a melody that transcends centuries, Gregory's ancient wisdom still speaks to modern hearts. His elevation came precisely during the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, when his prayers had become a lifeline for suffering people. His Book of Lamentations survived centuries, wars, and persecutions to become what he himself called an encyclopedia of prayer for all nations, and today we uncover why this Armenian mystic's words still resonate across time and cultural boundaries. The Armenian Golden Age, Gregory's life and historical context. What if I told you Armenia adopted Christianity as its state religion in 301 AD, nearly 80 years before the fall of the Roman Empire? When King Tiridates III established Christianity as the official faith, he created a unique Christian culture that would reach its zenith during the 10th century, precisely when Gregory of Narek entered the world. The Armenia of Gregory's time was experiencing what historians now call its golden age. Monasteries dotted the landscape, serving as spiritual centers and vibrant hubs of learning. Dawn bells echoed across the stone courtyard as monks gathered for morning prayer, their voices rising in ancient chants, while scribes meticulously copied manuscripts in their quiet scriptoria. The Bagratid dynasty had established relative independence from surrounding powers, allowing Armenian culture to flourish, and this was the fertile ground into which Gregory was born around 951 CE, or AD, near Lake Van in what is now eastern Turkey. Gregory's family's circumstances shaped his spiritual journey profoundly. His father, Khosrov Andestevatsi, served as a bishop, but found himself excommunicated for progressive theological interpretations. When Gregory's mother died during his childhood, this loss created a void in his heart that would later be filled with extraordinary spiritual devotion. Placed in the care of his maternal uncle at Narek Monastery, Gregory developed an unusually tender connection to the Virgin Mary, whom he often addressed as a maternal figure. His prayers to her carried an intimacy rarely found in theological works of his era, revealing how personal grief transformed into spiritual connection. At Narek Monastery, Gregory received a comprehensive education in scripture, theology, philosophy, mathematics, and music, and classical literature. The monastery's extensive library contained works from Greek, Syrian, and early Armenian traditions, exposing him to diverse intellectual currents. Daily rhythms of prayer, contemplation, and scholarly work molded his disciplined spirituality in this peaceful haven amidst what would eventually become a troubled region. Despite his father's excommunication, their relationship provided unexpected benefits. Manuscripts suggest that Khosrov continued mentoring his son from afar, sharing his deep scriptural knowledge. These complex father-son dynamics helped forge Gregory's characteristic blend of rigorous biblical analysis with mystical insight, a combination that distinguished his theological approach from his contemporaries. The mystical poet theologian, Gregory's literary legacy. While his father gave him analytical rigor, Gregory would forge his own path as a mystic who bridged the gap between theological precision and poetic expression. Imagine a book so treasured that for centuries Armenians would place it beneath their pillows at night, believing its words carried healing power into their dreams, much like how we might keep a cherished letter or a book nearby during a difficult time. This text offered spiritual comfort in the darkness. What electricity coursed through these pages that made people want it as their final companion before going to sleep? Well, Gregory's literary journey began with, again, scholarly commitments, scholarly commentaries on the Song of Songs, revealing his gift for finding spiritual depths in biblical poetry. Between 1002-1003, he composed a masterpiece called the Book of Lamentations, which was an extraordinary collection of 95 prayers stretching over 10,000 lines long in verse. The work stands apart through its distinctive structure, and each prayer opens with speaking with God from the depths of his heart. This repetition established something revolutionary, an intimate dialogue between the finite human soul and the infinite divine presence. Gregory created a space where limitation confronts perfection in raw, vulnerable conversation. Gregory navigated dangerous theological waters in his opposition to the Tondrakian sect, which rejected the sacraments, similar to today's tensions between tradition and innovation in religious practice. While defending Orthodox beliefs, he himself faced accusations of heresy, and this tension forced Gregory to articulate his insights with exceptional clarity and conviction. The Book of Lamentation endures through its integration of theological depth with emotional resonance. His prayers, his vivid imagery, his confessions of human frailty, Gregory acknowledges sinfulness as lived reality while affirming divine grace as the only remedy. The text's lyrical beauty has drawn comparisons to Augustine's confessions. Gregory's ability to articulate the sighs of the heart gives his writing universal appeal, despite its medieval Armenian origins. He intended the Book of Lamentations to serve as an encyclopedia of prayer for all nations, a spiritual guide transcending cultural and temporal boundaries, recognizing that human spiritual needs remain fundamentally consistent across time and space. From medieval monastery to modern doctor, Gregory's enduring impact. Gregory envisioned his work as, again, an encyclopedia of prayer for all nations, but could he have imagined that his words would become a lifeline during one of history's darkest chapters, when the Armenian genocide threatened to erase lives and an entire culture? The Book of Lamentations transformed from spiritual text to national treasure. As Gregory's writings throughout the centuries, after his death, they evolved from monastic manuscripts to household essentials. What began as theological works studied by learned monks became deeply embedded in the everyday spiritual practice of ordinary Armenians. The Narek, as his masterpiece became known colloquially, ascended to cultural prominence, second only to the Bible itself in many Armenian homes. During the systematic destruction of Armenian communities between 1915 and 1916, when an estimated 1 to 1.8 million Armenians were killed, Gregory's prayers offered a connection to an indestructible spiritual heritage. Like an unbreakable thread woven through centuries, his words remained intact, while the physical Narek Monastery, where Gregory had spent his life, was reduced to rubble. One survivor recalled how her grandmother, fleeing with only a small bundle of possessions, clutched her weathered copy of the Narek against her chest during their forced march. Each night, she would place it beneath her pillow, drawing strength from its presence. And this intimate physical connection, it symbolized something profound. While churches could be destroyed and communities could be scattered, the spiritual identity expressed through Gregory's prayers endured. 900 years after Gregory's death came a remarkable culmination to this legacy, and in 2015, coinciding with the centennial commemoration of the Armenian Genocide, Pope Francis named Gregory of Narek the 36th Doctor of the Church. This declaration bridged what had long seemed an unbridgeable ecclesiastical divide, as Gregory belonged to the Armenian Apostolic Church, which had not been in communion with Rome. Archbishop Bogos Levon Zekarian's scholarly reassessment revealed that historical misunderstandings regarding the Council of Chalcedon were primarily semantic rather than substantive, and this theological clarification opened the door for Gregory's elevation. In him, religious leaders from both traditions found a theological mind worthy of universal recognition and a bridge between Eastern and Western Christianity that had grown apart over centuries. In conclusion, Gregory's spiritual insights demonstrate extraordinary brilliance, poetic beauty, and enduring relevance across centuries. As Pope Francis observed, Gregory's writings continue to resonate with contemporary audiences because they express our fundamental human need for divine mercy and transformation. In our fractured world, his prayers speak to the universal experience of suffering and hope. From historical adversity to spiritual redemption, Gregory addressed the unchanging aspects of our journey. "This book will cry out in my place, with my voice, as if it were me," he wrote, inviting us to dialogue with the divine across all boundaries. How might his voice speak to your own struggles today? Through centuries of darkness and light, Gregory's wisdom shows us that authentic prayer doesn't just connect us to God. It unites us with each other across time itself.